Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's the story of an old car and a former Buffalonian. It's captured a lot of people's attention over the last week or so. Joe Grandston is joining us, formerly from Williamsville, now a professional musician over in Atlanta. And Joe, you have just this incredible story of going to lengths that I don't think anybody would ever think to go to track down your old car. But it's not just any old car, is it? What kind of car is it, and when did you first have it, when you were back here in Western New York?
Oh, I had it as a kid. It's great to be with you, by the way. I'm here in Atlanta, Georgia. It's a beautiful day, and I miss Buffalo so much. And I had this car in Williamsville when I went to Williamsville North High School in 1988, 89. I graduated high school. It was a black Trans Am, like the Smokey and the Bandit car from that wonderful movie. And I didn't realize when I bought it that I bought one of only 1,000 or so made, a special edition collector's Trans Am. So it was a really special car, and it was kind of my identity growing up in Williamsville. I was in that car every single day, and everybody knew that must be Joe going by in that car.
We can kind of visualize it right now. It had that Firebird decal right on the hood. So anyway, you ended up having to sell it, right, at some point, and then it took quite a while before you decided you wanted it back.
Yeah, I graduated high school and went on the road. I'm a jazz musician, a trumpet player, and I went on the road for a few years, and then I wanted to go to college in Atlanta, Georgia, and everything in Atlanta is 45 minutes away, an hour away. There's a lot of highway driving, a lot different from my childhood in Buffalo, so I had to pay for college. I had to get a car that had a better gas mileage, and I reluctantly sold the car. It was just a horrible, horrible decision, and I always regretted it. And I spent 30 years trying to find that car. I had no VIN number. I had no recollection of who I sold it to. The story is kind of incredible how I got it back. But, yeah, it was not a smart move to get rid of that car.
Yeah. Well, maybe it just wasn't a smart move to go to college. I don't know. You know, just college ruining another. Anyways, but no, so this Trans Am, you later learned that it's kind of rare. As Susan mentioned, I think a lot of people can picture it, right? The big bird decal on the hood, black and gold. You end up selling it. And then when did you, come to the realization that you wanted it back? You needed to have this car back.
I always kind of wanted it back. I always missed it. It was everything to me. It was my father and I would work on this car. My best friend, who's gone now, would be in this car with me every single day. But the moment I knew I had to have it back was roughly around 2013 or 14. My young son at the time and I were watching a show that featured a Trans Am like that. And I told him about my car, and I told him how I've been looking for it over the years and I wish I could find it. And he turned to me and he said, "Dad, you have to get that car back." And it hit me kind of like in the movie Rocky when Adrian wakes up from the coma and tells Sylvester Stallone to go out and win the fight. It sparked something in me that I had to find this car. And I instantly called a private investigator, and it took a few years, but we dug in as deep as we could. There's a wonderful shop in Miami called Trans Am Specialties of Florida, and they posted it all over their website. And the gentleman who bought it from me saw one of their posts and reached out to me and started the ball rolling on finding the VIN number and locating the car, which sat under a tree in Alabama for 25 years. But we got it back.
How long did that take?
It took a solid, once we got the private investigator involved, it took a solid year and a half to find the car. But then honestly took about a year and a half to buy it back because the owners didn't want to sell it. And then it took 2 years to restore it. And I have it in my garage now. It's like it's brand new. It looks exactly like it came from the factory, but underneath the hood is a brand new engine out of a Corvette. And, you know, it's kind of a resto mod. I would have kept it all original, except that the original engine was already gone when I found the car, when I bought it back.
Ah. Well, how did you know that it was your car? How did you really know?
There was a couple cool things about it. Back in 1988, I lived in Williamsville, and I would wash this car all the time. And at one point, a friend of mine loaned me one of these buffers to kind of buff out the wax. And I left the buffer on the right front fender too long, and I burnt some of the paint off. And it had this kind of scar on the front right fender that was almost like the car was winking at you. It was kind of cute. And when I went to Alabama to see if it was my car, the first thing I saw was that big buff mark. Even though the car was ruined and there was a lot of rust and the paint was faded, there was that buff mark right there kind of looking at me, winking at me. I almost cried when I saw it. And, of course, at that point I had the VIN number and I could track that down. But so many other identifying things in the car made me know it was mine. The Hurst shifter that I had bought and put in there was still there. The crack in the dashboard that was still there. I mean, it was just amazing. It was unbelievable.
Yeah. What did the private investigator say when you called them up and say, hey, I got a job for you? You got to find this old car. Is that like way out of the ordinary for these guys, or was he ready to go?
I think so. You know, I just Googled private investigator Atlanta, Georgia. The first name that came up, I called it, and the gentleman sounded like he was right out of that movie Smoking the Bandit. He had a very, very southern draw, very southern accent, and I said, hey, I'm looking for a car I had as a kid in the 1980s, and I was hoping maybe you could help me find this car. He asked me what kind of car it was, and I told him it's a 1979 Bandit Trans Am Special Edition. And he said, heck yeah, I'll find that car. I had one of them myself. And he was so excited. He'd love that car. So this was kind of a passion for him to find this car as well.
Wow. Joe, at some point, though.
That was a terrible impression.
At some point, Joe, did you ever think that this car could be in a scrapyard or worse?
Yes. Over the years, I was shot down many times thinking this car was ruined. It had been in a wreck. It was gone. There was so many times that I was sure that it would be impossible to find if there was even anything left of this car. And to find it fairly solid just blew my mind. Like I said, I was in tears. My son was, he couldn't believe it. My wife, all my friends from Buffalo that I told about this story, they couldn't believe that this car still existed. Those cars, they were great, wonderful cars, but, you know, we kind of beat on them. Anybody that had a Z28 or a Trans Am, we drove those things pretty hard, you know, and up in New York with the snow and the salt and all that. I got very lucky, honestly.
Yeah. You know, that you mentioned that buff mark, almost like the car was winking at you. And you had the car restored, but did you keep the mark?
Man, I really considered that. I was back and forth so many times as to whether I should keep that buff mark. Anybody that didn't have the emotional connection to this car, which is most people, said, do not keep it. I was planning on keeping it, and then kind of at the last minute, I said, you know what, let me give this car a really nice new paint job and give it what it deserves, you know. So that was a sticking point for sure. It'd be nice to have this beautiful, brand new looking Trans Am with that little that little thing winking at me, but I went the other way. So it has a brand new paint job. It looks, like I said, right out of the factory. It's gorgeous.
Wow, mint condition. What are the plans now?
Well, it's in my garage and I drive it constantly, but I drive it just locally here in Atlanta. I'm in Roswell, Georgia. I take it to some car shows now and then. I'll take it to the golf course and hit some balls. I don't take it on the highway, but I'll keep it in the family forever. My son will get it, and hopefully it stays forever. It, you know, some people think it's a little silly. It's just a car, but really, it was my whole life. I loved this car when I was a kid. I wanted one. I saved up summer after summer to have enough money to buy this thing, and there's so many wonderful memories are in this car. When I drive it now, I look to my right in the passenger seat, and I can almost see my best friend, Tony Charest, sitting there, who I mentioned is no longer with us. And it just brings me chills. It's such a thrill to have this thing back.
Well, hey, it's such a cool story, and thank you for sharing it with us. Really do appreciate it. Best of luck, Joe. Joe Granson, formerly from Williamsville, his story on how he tracked down, with a private investigator and everything, his original Trans Am.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.